Tomorrow's World Commentary, December 14th, 2024. A Healthy Dose of Spirituality by Jonathan Bueno. Read by William Williams. Article begins. How far will you go to get healthy? Maybe the best medicine isn't the kind you get from a doctor or a vitamin store. Being healthy and living up to one's full potential is trending these days. The popularity of gym memberships, vitamins and supplements for the mind and body, and dieting is on the rise. Technology has even taken advantage of this trend, with devices catering to the health-conscious lifestyle. Society's quest for a better, healthier you has even led to an interest in an unlikely area, spirituality. The seemingly awkward relationship between health, wellness, and spirituality has been promoted by many, including some you might not expect. Occasional articles and reports from the medical community suggest that one way to relieve stress is to make a connection between spirituality and health. Since religion is typically thought of as occupying only a corner, quote-unquote, of people's lives, but not something that correlates with a healthy physical lifestyle, like exercise, for example, to hear health professionals recommend a healthy dose of spirituality to go along with diet and exercise is a surprise indeed. One reason for the endorsement is because spirituality is no longer synonymous with religion, if ever it was. Spirituality has been given many definitions, and it is now often associated not with any specific belief system, but often simply one's journey to find meaning in life and connecting with something bigger than yourself, so to speak. This fluid definition is one reason why medical professionals and people who don't claim to be religious, even atheists, are known to endorse some kind of spirituality, quote-unquote. This raises a question. Does just any flavor of spirituality benefit health, and should this be the ultimate goal of spiritual pursuits and belief? The world has many varieties of spirituality to offer, and you could even create your own to suit your needs, as many are suggesting. Some will say to take your journey, find yourself, connect with the world, or even just do some yoga. While this create-your-own-blend, quote-unquote, of spirituality can seem attractive, we should think twice before embracing it and leaving religion behind altogether. Interestingly, and even ironically, the etymology of the word religion itself implies a connection between religion and spirituality. Quoting the book Experiencing the World's Religions, it states, "The word's Latin roots are re, meaning again, and lig, meaning join or connect, as in the word ligament. Thus, the common translation of religion is to join again, to reconnect." If this derivation is correct, then the word religion suggests the joining of our natural human world to the sacred world. End quote. That's from Experiencing the World's Religions by Michael Malloy, published 2013. Page 5. This gets at the heart of spirituality as defined in the Holy Bible, which contains the way to true spirituality and its resulting physical, mental, and emotional health benefits. The Bible clearly states that God is spirit, John chapter 4, verse 24, and that he created the physical world, including all human beings, through his spiritual power, Hebrews 11, verse 3. The book of Genesis reveals that mankind enjoyed close contact with the Creator at the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through chapter 2, verse 25. Yet because of sin, that is, disobedience to God's laws, mankind has been cut off from God for a time. Human beings have been largely separated from that life-giving spirit because of continual sinfulness. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 through 3. True spirituality involves connecting with the true God, the one who created all life in the first place. Any brand of spirituality that falls short of this lacks real substance and ends up hurting more than it helps. True spirituality also involves repentance, Acts chapter 17, verse 30. It involves acknowledging where we came from and embracing our purpose here on earth. It involves a desire to live the way of life exemplified by Jesus Christ when he lived as a human being nearly 2,000 years ago. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 and Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Once a person does connect with God through this process and continues to grow spiritually in righteousness, he or she can experience not only the health benefits of true spirituality, but ultimately eternal life, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, and 1 John chapter 2, verse 25. Article ends. Literature offer. If you would like a healthy dose of true spirituality, order your own free copy of the study guide, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, or read it right here at tomorrowsworld.org.